Well, it's hard to believe that the summer is winding down already, as we're getting close to the end of August here, and students are returning to school at Minneapolis Public Schools and a lot of different places around the country on September 3rd. That is when students will return to school, and a lot of folks at MPS are preparing for that, including my guest here with me. Pleasure to have the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, on the line. Dr. Sales Adams, how are you?
I am doing great, and good morning.
Yes, indeed. Good morning to you as well. First off, how was your summer? I mean, it's crazy that we're already kind of towards the end of the summer. It just feels like you blink and all of a sudden the summer is over. How has yours been?
My summer was full. It was busy, but it was full of good work, getting ready to welcome our staff and our students back.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's get right into things. It's an election year, 2024, and there's a huge item on the ballot coming up this November. What can you share with us about the tech levy that's going to be on the ballot for folks in November?
Yeah, so in this fall's election, Minneapolis Public Schools is asking voters to increase the amount of dedicated funding for technology by $20 million annually to minimize cuts to other programs and services. So if you think about it, for a home that has an estimated market value of $350,000, that would increase your monthly tax payment by $8. This would allow us to fully fund the technology budget and allow for the general fund to be used instead to go for district needs. One thing to note, Minneapolis Public Schools is not proposing to significantly increase spending on technology or adding new technology initiatives. Recent increases in state funding and our own budget reductions are not keeping pace with increased costs in areas like salaries, transportation, food, and much more. And just for more information, please search levy, on the MPS website, and there'll be tons of information if you have any questions.
All right, good information to know there. Of course, this is an election year, and our election is coming up in early November. Okay, let's talk about your first 100 days, your entry plan. We talked about this last time we spoke before this last school year ended. But what can you share with us in terms of highlights on how all of that has gone?
Yeah, so just a reminder, just the amount of engagement. So we did have a few different opportunities to engage with the community. So we had in-person listening sessions hosted around our community in our school board election district areas, plus a virtual session, but we also had surveys. We had a survey out there, and we had about 1,600 people that responded to the survey. Our data team's almost done processing the data, but I did want to share a few highlights from the three questions that we asked people. If you remember, the first question was, what excites you about Minneapolis Public Schools? And what we heard from our community members and parents and staff were the diversity and culture were our highest ranking responses. We had about 52% that said it was the organization. That includes things such like culture, structure, and different areas of Minneapolis Public Schools. 29% of stakeholders, which include our students, families, and staff. And then 19% said programs or services, including languages, language offerings, transportation, and food services. One of the other questions was, what is one thing working well in Minneapolis Public Schools? The feedback on this question was pretty similar to what we received in question one. So our respondents and participants, about 40% said the organization. And what they noted, they were really excited about the culture of the district and then really excited about our schools. And then the last question that really invoked a lot of conversation was, if you were the superintendent, what would you change first? So at the in-person sessions, we had a lot of lively discussion and a lot of connections on this topic. But 67% focused on the organization. Roughly about 39% of our community wants us to change the structure, and then closely followed by the culture of our district. Our community is clear that they want us to address school transformation and right-size the district, but they also want us to focus on family recruitment and retention. We had about 25% of the responses that focused on programming, and our families really want us to address special education, music, and the arts. And then about 8% talked about our stakeholders, so different groups of people that connect and make up the district. There was also an emphasis on recruiting and retaining diverse, high-quality teachers and educational support professionals, and then also just maintaining the high-quality staff that we have was really important. If you do want to get more information, I would encourage you to go to npsschools.org and then look for the About tab. Click on that button that says Administration, then a 100-day plan, and you'll have more updated information there.
Awesome. Fantastic. Lastly, for Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, we have some events coming up here over the next couple of weeks and some important dates. Of course, the first day of school is September 3rd. I know you'll get to that in a second, but what are some of the other things coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I'd love for everyone to mark your calendars for Wednesday, August 28th. That's when enrollment for community education opens. So we know that our students are going back to school, so maybe this is a great time for you to come out and take a few classes or try a few new activities. And then also Monday, September 2nd is Labor Day, and that's the day that we honor those who pioneered the labor movement with goals of ensuring that we have safe and equitable working conditions for all. And then we also know what the next day is. So Manny, you mentioned that when you first started, but Tuesday, September 3rd is the first day of school. So we're super excited to head back into the 24-25 school year together with all of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Dr. Sales Adams, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm looking forward to doing this again with you. It's going to be your first full school year as superintendent. I know you're really excited.
I am. All right. That I am super excited.
Wonderful. I'm excited to talk with you again this year. And we changed the schedule up a little bit this year. Dr. Sales Adams will be joining me on the third week of every month. In the past, it's always been the first week of every month that we've talked with the superintendent of MPS. But we're changing up this year. So look forward to these conversations on the third week of each month during the school year. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, always appreciate the time and talk to you again next month. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.